Today we'll be hearing from Angela Jackson, who's a local Edinburgh author reading in our Story Shop programme. So Angela, what has led you to the world of writing? What inspires you to write?
I've always written, ever since I was a little girl. It was the thing I was really, really good at in school. So, and it was the first thing I ever got paid for, so I stuck with it.
What did you get paid for? Was that short stories?
I got paid for a story in school. I'm not sure whether the headmistress should have done it or not, but yeah, she did. She paid me for a short story.
Well, that was a good start to your career. And what short story are you going to be reading as part of Story Shop?
I'm going to be reading from a short story that's based in a sixth form college, and it's called Further Education. If you were to watch a film based on life at Horne Sixth Form College, you would do so without popcorn. You would sit with thoughtful, spectacle-wearing intellectuals and occasionally make splotchy notes with your most serious fountain pen. The film would flicker on the screen in grainy black and white, while somber music by some obscure Russian composer mirrored the endless cycle of conflict that was playing out before your eyes. It would be one of those rare films that did not feature either Jennifer Aniston, Sandra Bullock, or Julia Roberts. It called for actors with more grit, your Robert Carlyles and Ray Winstons of this world. Or, if the budget couldn't stretch to Russian composers and gritty actors, it would be a heavily bleak documentary of chaos narrated by an outraged Jeremy Kyle. Either way, it would be a film short on laughs, but if you looked hard enough at the real thing, they were there. 7:30 a.m. saw the first arrivals of the day. Cleaners, senior management, lecturers keen to park near CCTV cameras. By 8, the only parking spaces left were the riskier ones, like those underneath the Cockery classroom windows. Most of the teaching staff were at the desk by then, finalising lessons, photocopying handouts, eating microwave porridge. 20 minutes before the lesson started, the train from the city would spew 100 or so students onto platform 2, and they would dawdle towards the college like a condemned mass. On Mondays, especially Mondays early in the academic year, lecturers would swoop into classes high on enough sleep and having forgotten their frustrations of the previous week. They would distribute carefully crafted handouts to students who were furious at being spoken to over their hangovers. Some would shade their eyes with hoods and scarves, pull their hands up into their sleeves, and refuse to hold pens or listen or stay awake. Those with less delicate constitutions would swagger in late, and the teachers would remember why they didn't like Mondays. Kelly Banks had the constitution of a great herd of oxen. This morning, she rocked up at the staff room at 9:15, a study in raging hormones, and she peered around the door to see if her whining, demanding, ancient, and boring psychology tutor was at her desk. "Ah, Kelly," Jackie Fitzgerald spotted her most challenging student. "I hope you've brought me your completed assignment." There's nothing quite like a little passive aggression to get one going on a Monday morning.